This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta! It was good until it wasn't. It's Duke Chappelle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey man!
Happy Monday. It is a Falcon Monday, and we've got 4 hours of conversation with you as we'll get out of the way at 6 o'clock for the Coach's Show with Arthur Smith. And the player segment today, which actually I think is going to be very good with Dante Fowler, who showed up yesterday.
Yeah,
and
guess what, right?
Yeah, exactly. We will definitely dive into that because that's the guy we've been waiting on and we need if we're going to, you know, have some success this season. But, Mike, as we get the show started today, there's so many places we can start. There's so many places we can go. But I want to start with the obvious. And this is for all the Matt Ryan folks who defend Matt Ryan. And all the people who have, for whatever reason, all right, have said that he's not the guy. Those two turnovers were critical. And they weren't the only reason we lost the game. But if you had any shot whatsoever, those things cannot happen. And, Mike, you know, Matt, overall, when you look at it, had a really good game except for those turnovers. 3 interceptions and 2 pick-sixes. I just think those were very defining moments at that point in the game.
Well, I mean, you're down 18 points on the road against the defending Super Bowl champions, and then you've cut it to 3. And all the momentum, and you know, the Dean Pease defense, as confused as they looked last week, they're playing with confidence and swagger. I thought Greg Olsen did a really nice job on the TV call. He was saying, look, they're flying around on defense, they're getting confidence. And then you're right, it just takes all the air out of the Falcons' balloon with, you know, look, and Matt gets a lot of balls tipped at the line. I don't get it for a guy his size, it just seems to happen. But, you know, the second one was just, it's over, Carl, and that's the thing. You and I talked about this all last week. What if we told you on Friday, Carl's right, it's going to be a close game, and I'm right, we're going to get blown out? Because that's exactly what happened.
It is. It really is.
It's crazy.
It is crazy because, you know, we talk about this. It's 28-25. You're in the game. I mean, now if you can play mistake-free football, do you win the game? We'll never know, right? But you're in the game, and you needed to make plays. And so – for me, you know, this is the discussion we have about Matt Ryan all the time. And I'm a defender because I believe that he's been really good. Is he good now? I don't know. People have asked me that. You know, do the Falcons regret not drafting a quarterback? We can't get into that. What I will tell you is we knew the circumstances going into the season, what he needed, what we needed to do to have success. And yesterday, they only got 1 sack on us. That big, bad defensive line that we talked about had 1 sack. So we did a fairly good job. We weren't running the ball, but I don't think anybody's going to be running the ball against that front. So, Mike, he was able to throw the ball, complete passes, and as I said, looked good. But this is the issue. For Matt Ryan, here's what's so maddening. This is why folks feel the way they do. And Mike and I have had this conversation since we've been on the air together here on 92.9 The Game, and it's been going on a lot longer in this city. But the fact is, here is a guy that a lot of people feel like, okay, this happens too much. We're in games, we're in a situation where we might be able to pull one out, and then this happens. And I say this, whether it's 2 pick-sixes, whether it's an interception at an inopportune time, Mike, whatever it might be, that has happened in a lot of folks' mind in this city too much. And it has not allowed you to believe that he's ever going to get you where you want to go. Now, fair or unfair, and you guys know, I've defended him. His numbers speak for themselves. We can have that discussion when he's done. But this is part of the issue, what we talk about with our Falcons. It's not about Kyle Pitts. It's not about Calvin Ridley or any of this other stuff. Yesterday, we needed our quarterback to play a clean game, and it just didn't happen. No. And it makes you wonder, Mike, and all the people who've said it over the years, well, this is why I don't trust him.
Well, I mean, this is what we talk about all the time, whether it's fair or unfair. And life isn't fair, okay, guys? At all. Is it fair we didn't win the Super Bowl? Is it fair we missed our window and everything, all the bad picks have now come home to roost? But when you are playing the world champions on the road, you need your franchise quarterback to basically be next to perfect. Is it fair? No. But, I mean, to whom much is given, much is expected, okay? The salary cap, it's this. It's Matt Ryan. So you got to be letter perfect. Like, he can't get the ball out to Calvin Ridley when he beats his man. So Ridley's – I love how – well, Ridley is readjusting. It wasn't a back shoulder throw. It was a ball that Matt can't make anymore. So he's diminishing returns. And I don't care if this hurts Matt Ryan fans' feelings, I'm sorry. Carl just laid it out. If you can't listen to what we're saying, I don't know what to tell you. There are a lot of mistakes. Offensive line, the center of the line, the guard, they couldn't figure out how to pick up blitzes. Two guys would go to one space, and two guys would get free. So there's a lot of problems out there. The defense struggled early and eventually got it together. But Matt has to be better than this, guys. I'm sorry. So now what do we have to do, Carl? You said it earlier. At this stage of his career, we need to create a pocket. I don't know we can do that on a regular basis, week in, week out, with this offensive line. We got some skill position players. We saw why Kyle Pitts was taken fourth overall. He made some unbelievable throws. Matt threw a ball behind him. He makes an unbelievable catch in traffic. So hopefully some of these things will come together and we'll win some games this year. But I have no illusions about this team, Carl. I mean, this is a season where we're not going to the playoffs. This is a season where we're not going to win 10 games. So I don't know what's better. I hate to say this in week two, but what's the logic of being in the middle of the pack right now? Yeah, I'll say it. I'd like to get into the tank conversation. Not going to happen. Teams don't operate like this. There are some games we can win this year, but Carl, how many games are we going to win when we get back? When you break it down to the subatomic level, we're not clutch, and our quarterback isn't clutch.
I don't know how many games we're going to win. I will say this: there were plenty of games over the weekend that people didn't think would be games. Florida, Alabama was one of them. We'll talk about it later. That was supposed to be a blowout.
Clemson, Georgia Tech.
Supposed to be a complete whitewash. It doesn't happen. So you go out and you play the games. I can't say that because I don't know if these mistakes are going to be fixed. The personnel is the personnel. But I don't know if we can not make the mistakes we've made to be in games to finish these games. So that
but
right
he's
now
the, he's the piece. He's the one piece who can't make the Carl. When you
absolutely
you rally back, and I'm sorry, guys. No matter what the circumstances are, two pick sixes are two friggin' pick sixes.
No, it doesn't matter if it's
that.
A tip ball. It doesn't matter any of that. Right. That listen, it's on his watch. And the way I described it to one person this weekend, and I was talking about this on the national show. When a president's in office, those 4 years, whatever happens, is on his watch, whether he wants it or not. And when he leaves, the next guy comes in and people go, oh, well, that's his issue. Nope. It was on the last guy's watch. And what happens now is on this guy's watch. And what happens in these games is on Matt Ryan's watch. So I don't care how it happens. It happened. And for me, Mike, when you talk about, you know, the season and how long it is, I don't know how many games are going to win. But the maddening thing about yesterday was they teased us. They showed the ability to show some fight, right. Some grit. Okay. Arthur Smith, you got this team responding, and he's going to join us on Wednesday as he normally does, guys. And I said, okay, this is what I wanted to see. What are you about? He was creative with some play calling, the RPO for the two-point conversion. But at the end of the day, here we are talking about what we always seemingly talk about, and that is how we didn't get it done. Nobody gave us a chance to win that game anyway. But the fact that we were in it in the third quarter going to the fourth quarter, everybody kind of stood up in your chair and you were like, oh, well, all right, let me see what's going on. And then that happens. So here's the deal for me. For all the Matt Ryan defenders, you just have to understand why people feel the way they do because of incidents that have happened over the last 14 years like this. It doesn't take away from his Super Bowl run. It doesn't take away from his MVP. It doesn't take away from his Hall of Fame numbers. But this is what has happened time and time again in close games, and it has made people in our city and Falcon fans wonder.
Right. And so, as we said, guys, it's not Matt's fault when we get it down to 3 points and the Bucks get a stop on us and our punter, and I won't even bother trying to pronounce the guy's name. Can't go be here much longer. Punter hits it 30 yard. Carl, a 33-yard punt and a 30-yard punt.
Pathetic.
So let's now we've battled back. We've cut it to three. Let's now set Tom Brady up on our 43-yard line. So, again, that's not on Matt. But there's all these other elements. These are the problems when you're not a good football team, when you're coming off 4 wins last year. That's when you need guys to really, again, kind of take it to another level. And unfortunately, we couldn't do that. So, look, guys, I told you before the season even started, Carl, I wasn't sure where this is going. I said,
I still don't know.
But I think, look, there's some games.
I still don't know. Mike, we could be a 4-win team again.
Yeah, we might win.
I mean, so I don't know where this is going.
To sit there and go, that's a W, that's an L, is silly. Because you saw guys who looked like crap last week bounce back. We were one of the teams that bounced back. You saw that all around the league. We're going to see what the Packers do after looking horrible tonight. So, nobody knows, but I do know this. There's some fundamental flaws to this team right now. And the offensive line, man, and Carl, I don't blame Mayfield. He's a tackle by nature playing guard, and there's no instinctual stuff built in yet. So he doesn't know, and Hennessy might not be the guy, but they're always seeming to zig when they should be zagging, and guys are getting free runs on Matt Ryan. And it's basic stuff that the offensive line coach has got to be pulling his hair out over.
They are, but again, I repeat, one sack. Not eight, not five, one. Mm. That is important.
Yeah, we had three sacks on Tom Brady.
Correct. So as much as we talked about what this O-line and how they were going to get destroyed, give them credit.
But hold on. But you just said it earlier with Matt. At this stage of his career, you got to give him a pocket. So even though the stat might not say sack, we always talk about, remember Mike Smith, affecting the quarterback. Matt was affected a few times in this game. So that's what I'm bitching about the center of the offensive line.
Listen, I think every quarterback has to be getting off their spot, and they have to still play and make plays. But I'm talking about guys on the ground. And for all that it's worth going into this game, you would have said that what you saw against the Cowboys in week one, that they were going to sack Matt Ryan 5 or more times. Easily. Especially the way this offensive line played against the Eagles. It didn't play out that way. So, with that said, we got a lot to dive into and a lot to talk about. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to talk about our poll we just put up in regards to the Falcons on a Falcon Monday. Close but no cigar, and then it got ugly, as Mike said. We were both right. Close and then blowout. All right, man, it's a Falcon Monday. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show, Dukes and Bell, 929, and this radio station, 929 The Game. We are on the gram as well, and follow us live on Twitch. We're coming back. Plenty more to dive into, including, was there any positives? It is a Falcon Monday here on Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio, 929 The Game. 6 o'clock coaches show. Dave Archer will sit down with our head coach, Arthur Smith. Player segment today, Dante Fowler. Mike, and before we talk about Fowler, poll questions up. Dukes and Bell, 929. Who do you blame for the loss yesterday? Is it coaching, offensive line, Matt Ryan, defense? A lot of people are already saying all of the above, but you can only vote and pick one. Here's what's crazy, and this is, if you didn't watch the entirety of the game, it's kind of misleading because all you're going to see is the highlights of these interceptions. But the offense actually played halfway decent to have you be back in the game. The problem was, Mike, we just fell apart. The turnovers killed you.
Right. And again, I had a guy say that, now you guys are just being sports talk heads and it's on Matt's watch. Well, anywhere else in the freaking planet where they follow football, if you see a quarterback's got 3 interceptions on his sheet, okay, and 2 are pick sixes, what do you think we go? Matt Ryan with 2 pick sixes, but they were deflected. One gets an asterisk. No, it is what it is, okay? I don't think it's much to ask a man who's making the most money on the team to step up his game. Now, there are some situations where if the line breaks down or the classic Vita Vea gets his hand up, but still, I need the man to make plays. What's the excuse when Ridley is streaking down the side and Matt can't get the ball 35, 40 yards in the air to him? I mean, guys, can we just stop with this? When the team is what it is, you need your star players to play like stars. All right, is that too much to ask? But we're going to quibble over, well, one was deflected. Okay, I'll give you that. What about the other one? Is Matt a rookie? Come on. To get into the semantics of, look, guys, at the end of the day, can we just call it what it is? Matt may or may not be here next year, okay? The cap will maybe go up and we'll move on. Because at one way or the other, and it sucks for Matt. The guy played his ass off in this town. But now we're at the point of diminishing returns. It is what it is.
He actually played well yesterday, too, up until those things happened. Seriously. He was playing. He was keeping you in the game. That's the irony and the karma of what happened yesterday. To be so good and then to have those two mistakes come back to bite you. Poll question. Most folks are voting offensive line. 46% so far. 21% says Matt Ryan. Defense, 14%. Defense, I thought, again, and Mike, let's get to Dante Fowler and talk about some of the things that were good, okay? And I want to say this, too. Let me clear the air with this. We're 0-2. We're not 0-8. We got 15 more weeks of football. Let's let it play out. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not showing up. And I'm not talking about them, okay? So I'm just putting my hands in the air and saying, we have 15 more weeks of football. Let's let it play out. Trust us. If it gets to a point where it's unbearable, we've been here before. But if it gets there, we will deal with it. But we're not. We're 0-2. Let's see who shows up against the Giants on Sunday. But, Mike, Dante Fowler finally showed up for this defense.
About time. You know what I mean? And he'll be the player guest with Dave Archer tonight at 6 o'clock as part of the coach's show with Arthur Smith. You know, I thought that's why he's here. I mean, this is why when we picked him up as a free agent, that's the kind of stuff you're looking for. Again, guys, it's funny because I can hear guys, don't get in the man's pocket. But when you are getting that kind of coin, there's got to be an impact. Otherwise, it's just, you know, in a salary cap league, some guys that are making that coin have got to be able to contribute. It's the business model. And if he did that on a regular basis, we'd never complain about Dante Fowler.
No, because he's making plays. That's all you're asking. I mean, Fowler got his sack. He also had two quarterback hits, which, again, you may or may not have paid attention to, which impacted, you know, Brady, and it didn't seem like it because he throws five touchdowns. But we had pressure on him. Debo got a sack. You know, that strip sack that we're talking about with Fowler, we get a possession out of that. Let's not forget, as we try to assess blame today, we didn't get any points out of that. You get a turnover, we get no points. So, you know, Marlon Davidson, where's he been? Right. He gets a sack.
Well, last year he was injured, COVID injured. Not an impact. A guy that you and I had high hopes for, and we thought maybe this would be a better fit for him in sort of like this 3-4 hybrid thing, right?
Yeah. So for all the things, and guys are saying, hey, Dukes, I thought the defense looked confused in the second half. I think they went in with the, first of all, and we're going to see those guys again, okay? They are in our division. But Dean Pease understands this. You're not fooling Brady. You can come in with all the quirkiness you want. You're not fooling him. So just go with your best stuff. Let's play it heads up and not let get beat over the top, which a couple of times they did. And let's see what happens. I thought he did a really good job considering you're not going to come in and run some wacky defense and all of a sudden he's going to turn the ball over. But with that said, Mike, the defense, you know, you gives up all these points and you say, you look at a scoreboard, you go, well Falcons, what was the final score? Remember, that was two pick sixes. That's right. 14 points. Your defense didn't give up. So they had you in the game, believe it or not. The offense didn't finish like they needed to.
I mean, look, the Bucs went down the field on us like we weren't there on the first drive. And, like, I mean, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Once A.J. Terrell goes out with a concussion, and now we'll probably, you know, let's hope that the protocol works out. But generally, when you see a guy go out like that, I mean, in our brief experiences with us now in the league the last couple of years, probably means he's out for the Giants game, right? Let's hope, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still your best defender. And, like, on the play where he gets burned for the touchdown. Now, there was a pass interference. They're going to call that. When you get your arm around a guy, they're going to call that stuff. So, I mean, I really can't bellyache about that. In one of those touchdowns where A.J. Terrell's drawing one of their best receivers, and we'll pick them. Every one of them is their best receiver, right, between Godwin and Evans and Antonio Brown. But Brady makes a beautiful throw, and it's a beautiful catch, you know? There's things that you see as the game plays out. Whether the Bucs, you know, got, I don't know, say they got confident or whatever, but they lost some momentum. And then we start creating things. And then our defense, I think Carl, it got infectious where you saw it. They talked about it on the broadcast. I know Arch talked about it on the radio. Now the defense is playing with some confidence because things are starting to click, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so against Tom Brady. So as you said last week, look, if everyone plays to their limits, then we'll have a chance in this game. And some guys did. Unfortunately, like so many seasons ago to now, we don't do it for four quarters. We did it for a half.
Yeah. What'd you think of Pitts? Six targets, five balls. What'd you think of Pitts?
I mean, I want more. I want more. I
want
to get Pitts.
I want it now. I
mean, hey, let's get Pitts more. And I just thought, especially with the Bucs, secondary was – here's the thing. The secondary get banged up. They're almost in an identical situation to what happened in the Cowboys game on Thursday night. But Matt didn't have time. All we could do was – it was quick hits. And one of the things that Pitts can help you with is, in traffic, Matt throws a little bit behind. He makes an unbelievable grab in full stride and gets going. I mean, I need more. I would like to see Pitts get even more than what he's got right now.
I totally agree. Now, guys, we know it's a Falcon Monday. We're talking about the Falcons, and you know, we'll hear the coach coming up a little bit later. We are aware that a lot of other things took place this weekend. Atlanta United is surging. The Braves salvage a game and remain in first place. And there were unbelievable college football games this weekend, which we'll talk about coming up as the Dogs win and are still the number two team in the country, according to the AP poll that came out. And I think they'll remain there, Mike, and we'll see what happens with the college football playoff polling comes out. But we're going to get to all of that. We'll spend a lot more time tomorrow, as we normally do on Tuesdays, with college football and dive a little bit deeper. But Georgia Tech gave a hell of an effort this weekend, and you got to respect it. I know you don't say, well, they lost and it's okay. I'll never do that. But I got to tell you something. To go in to Clemson and play the way they did and to hold Clemson to 14 points, you can tell me all day about what's going on down there at Georgia Tech. That they competed their asses off this weekend, and I got to give Coach credit for that.
Right. Again, as you said, we're kind of beyond moral victories and his expectations, but that's one that certainly bought a lot of goodwill with a lot of Georgia Tech fans. And again, you know, DJ Uiagalelei, I don't know what's going on. People, remember the stuff last summer? He's better than Trevor Lawrence. Well, he ain't right now, and that offensive line is not good. Their offensive line is an issue, and it was exploited last year by Ohio State. Georgia obviously got after it. And again, that's a Clemson problem. But DJ Uiagalelei, not even close to what we were thinking we were going to get. But what a great effort from Georgia Tech. And to come down to the wire, I mean, I know it looks like on tape, if you get it out to the edge, they're going to score.
Yeah.
You're going to have a man's going to have to beat somebody one-on-one. But, man, that was a great, great game for Georgia Tech. Now, here's the thing. Can they build on this? Because they still got North Carolina. They got some other really tough games coming up.
Yeah, NC is next coming up this weekend. All right, guys, love the tweets. Love the interaction on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put them up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We will hit some of the things that happened this weekend coming up in our headline segment. But we want to hear from you talking about the Falcons. And there were good things. I mean, this is... It wasn't all bad, as the result was bad, but it wasn't all bad. And, Mike, as crazy as it sounds and as in our bags as we are right now and our feelings bag about, you know, this team and where we might be, we're going to New York next weekend. We're going to see Joe Judge and the Giants. I'm not counting us out of that either because, again, you counted us out. Not you and I, but people counted us out of this Tampa game. Let's go to New York and see what happens. There was some good. It's just hard to see through the murky water when things end up the way they did in this game.
Well,
there's
just
a question out there. I'm sure a lot of people are asking. That's one. Maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying, who am I, by telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being a coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about.
You're about to be the third former Giants coach in six seasons. But, hey, we'll see. Now, we can contribute to that. I don't say you look at the Giants, oh, my God, we can't go up there and win. Sure you could. If you can give me four quarters. Can this team give me four quarters? And the offensive line, hopefully these things can get cleaned up. Because, as we said, whether it's only one sack, but there are a lot of pressures, a lot of open looks, a lot of linebackers untouched. So they've got to clean some of that up, Carl. But defensively, I think, you know, as we learned from Dean, Dean Pease wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer when he said, look, we didn't really work with this because these guys never got a chance to do it in the preseason.
He's telling the truth.
But he's a really, really good defensive coordinator who's got two Super Bowl rings and is considered one of the best at what he does. So it's going to take time for these young guys to learn it, but you saw some moments where Tom Brady couldn't do the things he wanted to do.
Exactly.
That's a positive, right?
Absolutely. Cordell Patterson has been a positive. Nobody thought he would be. Like, when we picked him up, we were like,
we thought
he'd
be
a positive.
Right. And I got to be honest, you know, hands up, if you thought he was going to be an imp. He's the guy, you know, asked me about Kyle Pitts. No, Mike Davis is kind of one-dimensional. Cordero Patterson is the guy that I want to see get more touches, Carl, if possible.
Well, he's affecting the game. He's affecting the offense.
Right.
So,
and let's create some mismatches with him and Pitts in the slot, moving him around, all the things you can do with him.
It's coming. And I don't mean that to be like Mr. Optimistic and Sunny guy. There's some things that are coming around. I don't know how many games they're going to win. I don't know how good the team will ultimately be. But I'm not completely disappointed and in my bag about this L.
Oh, and by the way, I want to clear something up. I hope I didn't come up like I want to tank. I'm already seeing the text about tanking. Now, you know, I'll never teams don't do that, and I don't believe in it. But that's what I'm already seeing that stuff. Like, okay, you want to do that? I was being a wise ass if I didn't come off. No, I don't want to tank. I want to try to win some games this year because I pay for freaking season tickets.
Well, I it's too early to give up on anything. 15 more weeks. It's a long season. We're 0-2. That's fine. We've been 0-2 before. Let's see how they respond.
We've been 0-2 a lot.
Trust me, that's part of the issue. All right, man, coming up, we're going to hit some headlines. Braves, the lead is down to 2.
Are we limping to the wire?
This is what I feared. Next week is what I feared. If we have a two-game lead and all of a sudden now we're in a 3-game series with the Phillies, anything can happen. And then you still got to go play the Mets, who are going to try to, you know, do their best to ruin our season. It's not going to be easy, guys. We'll talk about it coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, night. Your one-stop shop for betting info, guys. It is the BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. Mike, it's interesting. Before we get to headlines, some guys upset, some guys not so much. I just think that you have to realize going in there was a lot of uncertainty, and I'm not talking about this game, just the whole season. Right. So that's where I'm living right now. And even though I saw a lot of positives and there were a lot of negatives, I'm not too high or too low, and I don't think any Falcon fan should be. If you are one way or the other, if you want to fire everybody right now, that's idiotic. If you are, we're blowing the season and we won't win any games, that's idiotic. So I just think we got to keep it even keel for right now. If things get worse, Mike, as I said, we'll certainly react. But yesterday, it was good until it wasn't.
No, I mean, we dug a hole. I mean, yes, we got the good, the bad, and the ugly, man. We're down 18. We close it to 3. We punt the ball 30 freaking yards, man. And in a close game, that matters. And the Bucs come right back down and score on us. You know, there were so many things to be excited about and then aggravated because, it's the agony and the ecstasy of this Falcon thing, right? And then to have it go off the rails at the end. I mean, I've never watched a game where you're feeling so excited 1 minute and then all of a sudden, what the hell just happened? And you look up and you're getting beat by the Bucs are covering the spread and then some, you know? But, you know, and the punt then was another thing. I mean, look, Matt had, 8 passes blocked? I mean, so how did that happen? I mean, so you're saying, well, G. Willikers, the offensive line did such a great job, the defense was in the perfect range to get their hands up? No, I mean, that's something they got to – either what the depth of the route, what is everything underneath? We couldn't go – there was no vertical element to our attack yesterday, was there?
Well, no, because –
and I think that's a reason why you got so many passes deflected, because everything was underneath.
Yes. Well, and timing. You weren't going to allow them to sack him 5 or 6 times by giving them 4 seconds to get to him. So I think that was part of the game plan. Let's plan. Let's get it out. I don't care about the short routes, but, you know, we're using these like running plays. 3 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, and we're moving the ball. But, yeah, there wasn't, Mike, and maybe that was a reason why. I think that's something we'll ask Arthur Smith about on Wednesday, because if you're an offensive coordinator and your quarterback's getting balls batted, is that just a function of their D linemen getting their hands up, which they are taught, get your hands up. But you rarely see that many balls batted.
Hey, and one last thing we didn't cover in the first, because again, these Monday shows fly because we're full of P and V to start the show about the Falcons and everything else. Just real quick before we get to the headlines, did you like or not like Arthur Smith not going for it after the turnover?
I did not.
I did not like that either. I mean, you get a fumble, we know that points are going to be at a premium in this game. So, and if you just felt you wanted to get his punter some range, knowing where we are and what our lot in life is in 2021, I think we go for it on fourth and short. That's a confidence booster for your offensive line. And then conversely, in a similar situation, you end up going for it.
And we didn't get it. Yeah, I did not like that. That happened early in the game.
And we'll ask Arthur about this on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Because, you know, again, when people tell me, that's my philosophy, that doesn't mean you go for it every fourth down. Last night.
Oh, what a moment.
Harbaugh. Says to his quarterback in plain sight of everybody, Lamar, you want to go for it? It's on you. You've done all this tonight. Are we going to win the game? You want to go for it? Or you want to punt the ball? All right, we'll go for it. I mean, you don't go for it every time, no. But I do think there are times where you just say, screw it. If we get the ball back to Mahomes, we're done. So I felt like that was a moment last night. And Mike, you're right. To not go for it the first time, I thought was a mistake. And then to go for it the second time, I didn't understand the reasoning behind it.
Right.
If that's who you are, then let's do that.
Right. If you're going to play conservative, just be consistent with it. Yeah. To me, especially where you were in the middle of the field and knowing that the Bucs are going to score more than, 21 points in this game, let's rock and roll.
Boy, they scored that. Now they've scored, 30? I think it's like 10 games or something. Going back to last season. They're just
ever since
points.
Us in week, 15, they've been on fire.
They're putting up points, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Appreciate all the input, all the interaction, and talk amongst yourselves. Turtle behind the glass, our engineer, Bo Morgan, executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's hear from Matt Ryan. Everybody can improve. That's a given when you take an L like this, even though you felt like you were in the game. Right, Matt?
I think there's things we can improve on. I think there's a lot of things we can correct, which is a positive for us moving forward. I think the effort's been good. I just think we need to be a little bit more detailed across the board. If we can do that, I think we can be a good football team moving forward.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you we're close to being really good. I think we're close to being a team that is going to be in games. And Mike, once you figure out the assignments and the lineups, and I mean lineups as in where you're lining up, not lineups as in who's in the game, and the penalties, that hurt us again yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff you can fix. And if you fix it, then it's going to give you a better chance to be in these games at the end and maybe win more than we expect.
Yeah, I don't know that, you and I, you don't want to get in that trap of like, oh, that's a win, that's a loss. But I just thought in the first four games, I thought we could go 2-2 by beating the Eagles and the Giants. I had no illusions about this game. It's just amazing how, to your point, how this one played out. We score 15 points and come battling back, and then they score 20 in the fourth. It's just, it's the damn craziest thing I've ever seen. But the Giants, they've got their own issues, and that's a team which they preach discipline and they're not disciplined. But it's a road game in the NFL, which is never easy. But I would certainly give us even money to go up there and get the job done.
And what I'm about is an old-school physical mentality.
Yeah, Joe, I can't wait.
If we play like we did in the third quarter for four quarters, then I would say, yes, I would bet on the Falcons to beat the Giants.
Yeah, we're in the game.
But no A.J. Terrell hurts if he's going to be out with the concussion protocol.
Yeah, and that's a big one. I just think, again, for –
because there's no depth in the secondary.
No. What we think of A.J., and I think he's our best corner, and again, how much has he had a chance to prove that in this new scheme? I'm not sure because you're not just lining him up and saying you've got that guy. They're moving around so much. But there were a lot of close games yesterday. And my point is, Chris is sweating the Texans-Browns game yesterday because he picked it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Browns were blowing them out until they weren't. And then, their quarterback goes down. The Bears win by 3 after their quarterback goes down. I mean, just look around the league. These games are super close. Rams-Colts, 3-point game. Cowboys went on a field goal. I mean, last night. They get the first down. Lamar Jackson and company win by 1 point. This is the NFL. The Giants lost by 1 point last week. So you just never know, man. I can't wait to see what happens and how they turn this around on Sunday. We will see. But I think we got a little bit of life on Sunday with this Falcon football team. Meanwhile, guys, lots of other things going on, including how about Eddie Rosario going for the cycle?
Little looper. He's got it. Rosario has hit for the cycle, and he wants that baseball, you bet. Double, triple, homer, single.
Four hits, and I think he's seen five pitches maybe today.
It's hard.
Unbelievable. When you're on, when you're dialed in, you're dialed in. And we saw Freddie do it, and Freddie's done it twice in his career with the Bravos. But, yeah, and here's a guy that – I don't know how many Braves fans knew what Rosario was about, because I know we had to wait for him because he was injured after the trade. But, yeah, I mean, solid piece. I wish we had the designated hitter. I certainly wish we had the designated hitter if we could get in the playoffs. But big picture here, brother, you've lost a bunch of games now, and you're kind of limping to the wire. 13 is the magic number. Phillies are two games back. The good news is you get the Diamondbacks. The bad news is the Phillies get the Orioles.
Yeah.
So two teams beaten up, should be beaten up. We cannot afford to lose any games to Arizona.
No, Max Fried was great, you know, in his start, probably the best since his shutout in Baltimore.
Hey, can I bellyache about Friday night?
Yeah, go for it.
Just real quick with Snicker, because Kevin Gausman hit the sack. Did you see Gausman hit the freaking sack fly? Kevin Gausman, Carl. Meanwhile, you know what we did? Man on second base in the 10th inning. You know you can bunt. Ozzy can try to bunt, or at least do something. We just have Ozzy swing away first pitch. There's no attempt to just get a guy over to third base and manufacture a run in extra innings by Snitker. And that irked me. To me, that just drives me crazy because Ozzy was having a bad night. And we just don't, there's nothing. And meanwhile, the Giants and Gabe Kapler, they had nobody left on their roster. They used a pitcher to get that winning run. That irked me.
I know. That one hurt. That one hurt.
First game of the series. Yeah,
Friday night. It should have that because of the way they use their personnel, it should have been an L for them. It wasn't. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live well. All right, what about those dogs? JT Daniels confident in his wide receivers?
One-on-ones, I think, are not 50-50s with AD and Jermaine. I think they're 80-20s. And the biggest thing that they understand with me is that I told them I'll throw it to you four times in a row. I'll throw you a jump ball four times in a row. Don't let it get picked. And I trust them. I trust that they're not going to let the other team come down with it. So when they get one-on-one, to me, you're giving me a chance. And I like that chance with the guys that we have.
All right. Why was Bennett rotating in and out? Kirby defended it in the post game and talked about it with the media today out in Athens. JT Daniels got less than 10 games under his belt as a starter in college, Carl. I'd like to see him get more and more reps. And again, if you want to take him out and put Bennett in, fine, but why rotate him?
Here's what he said, Kirby Smart.
JT was not 100% all week, and he practiced all week, but he didn't necessarily go with the ones the whole time. We didn't know who was going to be able to go on Monday, and we thought Stetson really practiced well, and he and JT rolled all week, and we told him, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, we called him in and said, hey, look, you're both going to play, and we think JT's healthy enough to go, but we're going to play you, Stetson, and
I don't like it. I'd say let JT Daniels get a lead, then again, Stetson can clean it up for you.
I don't like it either. More on this in the Dog Report coming up at 4 o'clock. I don't like it either. Hey, Georgia Tech loses close game to Clemson, as we talked about, but they were in it. We'll see what happens against North Carolina, but 14 points, 284 yards total. Clemson's longest play, guys, 17 yards. That's a hell of a defensive performance. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk more football. We go around the NFL. Oh, injured. That's what yesterday seemed like. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.